News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with Air.
Toy Story is back. It is the fifth installment of the legendary franchise. Lisa Cannon is with us to tell us, is it worth watching? Lisa Cannon, of course, head of studio at DMG Media. This, Lisa, in terms of animation, there probably is no modern franchise as significant or as important.
No, that's right. Good morning to you. And the rain is pouring down. So what better way to kickstart the weekend than a trip to the cinema? Yes, it's the most, I think, animated franchise that I believe is truly managed the impossible, because it arrived back in 1995. It didn't just introduce us to Woody and Buzz Lightyear. I believe it revolutionized cinema as we know it, because it was the very first fully computer animated feature film. And in doing so, it proved something extraordinary, that animation could deliver not only the deep emotion that we love of all the characters, but sophisticated storytelling and blockbuster success all in one. And I can't believe it is over 30 years to Toy Story 5 that's out in cinemas today. It's arriving in a world where the original audience has grown up with it, and families are now sharing all these characters and a whole new generation that are going to see it this weekend. You know, it's, for me, it's that kind of multi-generational magic. You know, it's rare. And I think that's why the release of this particular film at this time feels so, so special, Anton.
Well, big challenge as well, because whatever about doing it once, whatever about doing it twice, to pull it off five times is a significant challenge. So what can we expect from the fifth installment?
Well, that's the thing. You know, people keep saying to me, what's in it? What's in it? Well, you see, the thing is, it's different this time, but it gets really interesting and everyone can relate to it, because it takes the story to a distinctly modern space where all the toys now no longer are competing with other toys. They're competing with technology. Yeah, so Bonnie is now a little bit older. She becomes attached to her tablet called Lilypad, leaving Woody, Buzz and Jessie questioning their place in the world dominated by screens. I mean, everyone can relate to that, you know. And crucially, Jessie takes center stage in the chapter. She gives this story kind of a fresh perspective, very emotional actually, after all these years, because it's that classic Pixar tale, a simple idea but turning it into something deeply human, and asking us all these questions, but particularly the big one: what happens when you're no longer needed, Anton? So we can all feel like that at times. So it's a great soft spot for Disney to take this year.
Now, we all, a lot of the fans will be morally and emotionally, or rather emotionally invested in it. Mm. Whatever about emotional investment, big money in play as well.
Oh, massive money, massive money. I mean, the numbers are extraordinary. The original Toy Story earned $237 million worldwide, and Toy Story 2 climbed to $487 million. Then, I'm just going to say them because they're so mad, Toy Story 3 broke the billion mark with $1.6 billion. Toy Story surpassed that again, just pipping it to the post at $1.7 billion globally. But the big one across the franchise, we're looking at over $3 billion worldwide, and Toy Story 5 is projected to open at $150 million. Or more, so potentially becoming the largest launch in the whole series. I mean, this isn't just nostalgia. This is cinematic power. It's a powerhouse film.
This, of course, is the first one where the original co-creator, John Lasseter, isn't involved. I assume Tom Hanks is still attached.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, you have to talk about Tom Hanks, because nobody embodies the emotional heartbeat of this franchise quite like he does. He's often spoken, you know, if you watch him on Graham Norton or any other of kind of the talk shows lately, he's been saying how difficult it is to record, and has been to record, Woody's final scenes, you know, famously becoming so overwhelmed during all the previous installments that he kind of had to turn away from the room and the creators to deliver all the lines. But, you know, truthfully, that emotional weight carries straight through to Toy Story 5. I mean, even looking at the trailers and the clips, there's that sincerity in his performance, which always reminds us that they aren't just animated characters. To me and all my friends, we've all grown up with it, that these are old friends of ours, you know, and it's such a beautiful film. It's so important as an animation.
Does it still, I mean, I suppose it asks itself that question. In the world of technology, does a movie release of a cartoon, albeit a CGI cartoon, is it still relevant? Does it still matter?
Yeah, because it's not just another sequel. It's the continuation of one of the most influential storytelling journeys in modern cinema. And I think because we've all grown up with it, I'm sure, you know, you've watched or children have watched it. It's kind of challenged us in a way. It's like Us. I'm sure everyone knows that movie as well, that beautiful scene at the beginning when there's no script and you see every emotion as it plays out. That's very similar to Toy Story. It reminds us of the importance of friendship and loyalty. Well, I don't know. There's also letting go in there, and it speaks to childhood, but also to adulthood. And, you know, the funny thing is, I mean, obviously everyone knows the line to infinity and beyond. It makes us believe that maybe a small part of us, when we close our door at night, that our toys might just come alive when we leave the room. It's very sweet.
Lisa, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Lisa Cannon there, head of studio for DMG Media. That is pretty much it for us on Breakfast. Big thank you to the team: Aisling Moore, Emer Bradley, Aisling Lynch, Dara Faulkner, Ellen Kenny, Shanna Cole, Cian Burns, Kate Gunnell, Emer Collins and Cormac McDonough.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.